This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final few minutes of Grant and Danny. We will squeeze in your calls. If you're still on hold, fear not. Chad Dukes versus the world, top of the hour at 2. Keep it right here. You can download the all-new Radio.com app. Quick reminder, listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. At radio.com. Let's go 5-1. Our NFL power rankings, see how they compare. Also receiving votes for me, Vikings, Panthers, Seahawks, Chiefs. If those are one of your teams, they are close, but they are not in my top five.
Panthers, Rams receive votes for me. And this is the first time I've looked at my top five and I've gone, I feel bad that I'm leaving a couple teams off.
You shouldn't have left Sean McVay's Rams off your list.
There's something that
it about them that had them bumped off your list? Was it that they win by 30 every week?
They keep playing teams at the exact right time, I feel like. The Houston, I would have loved to have seen a Deshaun Watson-led Houston Texans against them. The fact that it was Tom Savage and the Savage Nation against the Rams at that point, I know it ain't fair, but that's why I kind of go, these don't make me feel as good as the ones in the past.
Number five on my power rankings, the 7-2 New Orleans Saints. They have won 7 consecutive games. New Orleans has Washington at home this weekend. They should get to 8-2 with 8 consecutive wins. Drew Brees is on pace for 4,300. They're going to have a 1,200-yard back in Ingram, a 700-yard back in Kamara, and their defense is playing better than it has at any point under Sean Payton in the last decade in New Orleans. They're good.
Pittsburgh's number 5, and they deserve probably to get knocked off after that awkward performance against the Indianapolis Colts, but they found a way to win the game. They haven't played well yet, and they're 7-2. They've only shown what they can do on a couple of occasions when they needed just enough, and they were able to do that. Antonio Brown, only 3 catches in this game. I don't know what the hell's going on. They're going to fall off at some point unless they pick their butts up. But as of right now, a 7-2 team atop their division, they maintain their number 5 spot.
I've got Pittsburgh number 4. I moved them down 1 spot on my rankings despite the win. If it wasn't the Colts, they absolutely would have lost. Who's your number 4 team?
The Minnesota organization. They're good, but not unbelievable. That defense can play the nose players. With Everson Griffin, they're that much better getting after people. To me, what impressed me was that offensive line. That's why they're going to be able to compete later on into the season, is that group. Forget about what Case Keenum did. That O-line, especially the interior, was excellent.
Number 3 for me, the L.A. Rams, who you left off your list, 7-2. They have the number 1 point margin in football right now. Just for comparison's sake, 8-1 Philadelphia is plus 104. The Rams are plus 134 in scoring this year. 7-2 New England is plus 62. 7-2 Pittsburgh is plus 39. The 7-2 Rams are plus 134. They aren't just beating people, they're dominating people. I don't completely trust Jared Goff and this team to continue to roll. They're not going to win 14 games or something crazy like that. But right now, this second, based on this year, they're the 3rd best team in football.
Remember when Bobby Boucher showed up and they won the Bourbon Bowl, do you? New Orleans Saints, number 3 down in Louisiana. They have won 7 straight games. That 0-2 team is no longer. This 7-0 team that doesn't have Adrian Peterson, enough to worry about stopping their offense to deal with that guy. Inside it's Ingram, outside it's Kamara. That is where their bread is buttered. Defensively, they play man and they get after you. Marshawn Lattimore is a stud. This is the 3rd best team.
I'd like to commend you on your Waterboy reference. I enjoyed it, and I know Thommy enjoyed it as well.
Thommy's
in. Popped both of us. Neither of us were expecting it.
There we go.
Number 2, the New England Patriots at 7-2. Their scoring defense has been one of the best in football in the last month and a half.
Very quietly, by the way.
And all of a sudden, all their defensive issues from the beginning of the year are gone. They're great again, and they look like they could represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Dude, your number 2 team probably should be number 1 there. Mackie Mack. He is a fan of the Patriots and Tom Brady. They are number 2 for my power rankings as well, kid. You go down to South, you're going to watch terrific Tom and Bill Belichick get these guys cruising. They're playing great defense, bro. Matt Patricia, rocket scientist.
Which means both of us have the Eagles at 8-1, yep. Number 1 on our power rankings. They only lost to Kansas City over a month ago. So, Eagles 1, Patriots 2, Rams 3, Steelers 4, Saints 5.
Eagles 1, Pats 2, New Orleans number 3, Minnesota number 4, and Yuns and Yins in Pittsburgh number 5. Carolina should have made mine. They were really impressed. I know they beat Miami, and Miami stinks, but Carolina's good.
I got the Vikings, my first team out at 6, and the Panthers, my second team out at 7. Dar will post these, as he always does, on Facebook, facebook.com/Grant and Danny, if you want to go comment or tell us why we're silly geese. Let's go to the phones to wrap up the show. Ben's been waiting in Rockville. Ben, what's going on? How are you?
I wonder if he means old Ben. What's up?
Hey, Bob. Hey, listen, guys. As far as Redskins are concerned,
I'm going to throw you back on hold. Your phone's being wacky, and you waited too long, so we're going to work that out. We're going to get you back on. Kendall's in Annandale. What's up, Kendall?
Man, spot on Bobby Boucher. I love that lie right there.
That was a good Bobby Boucher.
I just look at the influx of first-round running backs that we've seen. Gordon, Gurley, Zeke, Christian McCaffrey, Cook. And I think when you're looking for value, I like value. But when we look for value at the running back position, we pick Matt Jones, who's not in the
league.
And
we miss.
We pick Fat Rob, who's 2.7 yards per carry. We pick P. Ron, who's basically a guy, if not below a guy. So, we got to take it out of the hands of the front office and go with – somebody like Barkley.
Well, Kendall, let me ask you this, because I don't know if it was like clear exactly what I was trying to say. I'm not saying Danny's insane for not liking to draft running backs in the first round. I've said before that's my philosophy. My point is, when he says he wouldn't draft Saquon Barkley if he falls into your lap at 16 or something, to me, that's insanity. These guys can be organization changers. They can make your defense better. They can make time of possession better. They can help your quarterback, your receivers. I think everyone benefits, and that's kind of my point, is that if you've got a chance at a special running back, you got to do it.
No doubt. We got needs all over the place, and one of the biggest needs is that running back. So we can always pick somebody else, but we need a running back. We haven't had one in quite some time.
Let's go to Ben. Thanks, in Rockville, bud. See if his phone's doing any better. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Ben.
I'm here. It was very first time. Listen, guys, I got to tell you, man, I believe in what I call the Tom Brady theory. You're seeing these guys that come out of nowhere that shocked the world. I mean, the same thing happened with Tom. I mean, same thing can happen with the running back. You don't necessarily need to draft a running back in the first round. If there's one there that you can draft that your scouts feel is that impressive, but at the same time, what could happen to RG3?
Guys miss and flop all the time.
Sure.
It's an inexact science.
Well, the thing I would say is people do this all the time, or where they'll go, hey, what about quarterback? You got to wait till the sixth round because of Tom Brady. That doesn't happen. That's once in a lifetime thing. A third to fifth round running back becoming a star happens annually.
If you missed Rick Snyder talking about drafting an RB, or Neil Greenberg on why Jay Gruden has been much better than you think he has so far this season, grab those interviews. Grab the entire show at grantanddanny.com/audio.
Special treat today. For Grant, Brendan, and Thom, I'm Danny. CDVTW is up next, live from the GM meetings for Major League Baseball in Florida. He has every major baseball player.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.